Well, I want to talk about a movie, It's a Wonderful Life. When the movie starts, George is standing on a bridge and thinking about killing himself. During his life, he has always sacrificed his own dreams to help other people. He could have gone to college, he could have traveled around the world, but instead, he remained in his hometown to help his family and family business. And now he's experiencing bankruptcy and has to spend some time in prison. So he decides to put an end to his life by jumping into the river. Suddenly, an angel jumped to the water first, because he knows that George will forget all of his problems to help other people. Finally, they're both survived, and George tells the angel, "I think it would have been much better if I hadn't been born." The angel answers, "Your wish came true. You've never been born." He teaches George a hard lesson, and he shows him what life would have been in his hometown without him. George goes back to the place of his mother's home. Instead, there is a guest house. If he hadn't supported his mother, she would have become a sad, overworking owner of a guest house. His own home isn't in a good condition too. His wife is living a sad life and she is alone. Every scene is more annoying than the last. Finally, they're in a graveyard, and there's a grave with George's little brother's name on it, Harry. If George hadn't been born, he wouldn't have been able to save Harry's life. And Harry would have died in a sledding accident when he was a child, and would have never grown up to save the lives of hundreds of soldiers. The angel says, "George, you really have a wonderful life, and it's a big mistake to just throw it away like this." And the last scene of the movie includes a heartwarming message, and it shows us the importance of each person's life and how our lives is connected to those of others. And we'll understand that the lives of those around us would have been different if we hadn't known them. And that's it.